Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift, and we are live from Capital City Club at the Dream Speak Live Golf Tournament today. I am joined by an All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson could be putrid after yesterday's performance. She is the queen of improv, the first lady of Atlanta baseball, seven-game winning streak, a tofu taster, Miss Allie Mack. We have the man that lives his life by one word, loyalty, Mr. Gordon Robinson here, getting the ones and twos. And back home, we got Dylan, Dylan Matthews. And I am an award-winning broadcaster, well, producer, a Gabby Award-winning producer. I am he, and he is I. They call me Squid Billy, the very one and only Bo Morgan. Good morning. We have a lot to talk about, and none of it is good.
What? That's not exactly true.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah.
As far as sports-wise, we do have a great event that we'll get into at this golf tournament. But, Allie, I said the putrid stands what the P stands for in Michael P. Johnson's name.
I was going to say it stands for Panthers today.
No.
That's rough.
You were not on that field yesterday, Mike, so you cannot take credit for any of what happened yesterday.
I feel blame for some reason.
Really?
I don't know why. Maybe because I was on the plane.
How was the plane?
Well,
you feel blame or you feel guilt?
I don't know. All of the things that are bad when something bad happens and you feel responsible.
Oh, man.
It was quiet. It's funny that you asked because where we were with the locker room situation, you know, getting interviews, it was somber. It's rough, you know, like when it's not good. I've experienced a worse loss on the road than that.
Sure.
And ironically enough, in the same building to a better version of that team. But, yeah, it was rough.
Yeah, I agree. Watching that yesterday and trying to find something to talk about for 2 hours with Grant afterwards on the post game was like, you guys know this, and I've told you this, but I'll tell the listeners now. Pre and post are my favorite thing to do. It's my favorite thing about this job. But, man, there are days when you're like, what am I about to talk about for 2 hours? Mm-hmm. And yesterday, Allie, was one of them. There is no doubt about it.
Well, thankfully today, we do have a lot of guests that will be joining us on the show, including your former head coach, Mike. Mike Smith will be joining us at 8 o'clock. But let's cover what's been going on since we were last on air on Friday, all three together. Bo, the moment you have feared since I joined the show has just happened. The Braves have won their last 8 games.
Oh.
I know this because, you know, Grant McCauley is my husband. So they beat the Tigers yesterday 6-2. Unfortunately, they have been eliminated from the postseason officially now. A lot of upsets over the weekend. We're going to dive into more of these later. But Clemson lost to Syracuse 34-21. They're now 1-3. Georgia Tech beat Temple. They stand at 4-0. And, of course, we got to talk about that Falcons game. Michael Penix was 18 of 36 for 172 yards before getting benched in the fourth quarter for Kirk Cousins. It was a shutout. Carolina won 30-0.
Woof. You and I were kind of exchanging comments earlier about what that game reminded us of. I brought up the Carolina at Atlanta game 3 days after Christmas in 2014, where we all knew that Mike Smith, you know, who will be joining us today, I think everybody got the vibe that that would probably be the end of his tenure. And I just went back and looked at the numbers. Matt Ryan was 29 of 47, 260 yards, 2 interceptions. He was sacked 6 times. But Cam Newton on the other side, 10 of 16, 114 yards passing. Carolina wins 34-3.
Yeah, the funny thing about that game, that was for the division.
Yeah, it was like
that was for two.
Crazy to think about because we finished 6-10.
And they finished 7-9.
7-8.
7-8-1.
7-8-1, yeah.
Yeah. I remember that game. I was obviously there. And it just came out and it had all this hype and boom, you laid an egg. And that is very, I want to say that, and I think there's, if you're blaming one person today for what happened yesterday, mm-hmm. You need to add some people to the blame, and there's enough blame to go around. I thought the quarterback played the worst game he's probably played since he was in Indiana, and that was 2 stops ago now. He was awful yesterday. He overthrew it. He underthrew it. He made bad decisions with the football. He had guys running wide open and decided he would go to bad decisions underneath. You can blame some coaching issues as well. Your special teams was garbage. You know, I'm not saying you win the game, but I think it's a different game if you can make the two field goals in that game, and that's why you brought the guy in. That's why the guy's got a job, is because the other guy couldn't make them. I thought defense looked suspect at first, but they ended up turning in a decent performance. You know, Carolina scored 30 points in a game, 20 of which were off of extremely short fields or a pick six.
Yeah. You know what's crazy is I think that listening to Dave talk to Raheem after the game, and he's like, you know, didn't play very well in, you know, two phases, and Raheem just said, no, all three. Like, I don't think we played well in all three. And, you know, the word that Arch used and then said, I don't want to say dysfunctional, and Raheem's like, no, that's exactly what it was. It was dysfunctional. It was dysfunction on all accounts. I mean, you know, Raheem said it himself, got out-coached, outplayed. I think there is enough blame to go around for just about everybody, and it's unfortunate because that was a game that was, extremely winnable is the word I'm going to use.
So I know we're going to dig into everything that went wrong yesterday, what went right, but I do want to talk about something. I don't know, Mike, sometimes you shut off Twitter when things aren't going well. Bo, I know maybe you saw this, but there is a photo going around right now, and I just want to address it, squash it if we need to. It's Raheem Morris on the field after the game smiling. Have you seen this photo going around? Because a lot of people are having an issue with it.
I haven't seen it at all. I shut off Twitter. I tweeted a couple of times during the game yesterday, but read zero tweets.
Okay.
So I don't know if there was any response to that, but I haven't seen it. I'll have to look at it, and that can be frustrating, and I understand how maddening that can be for fans to see something like that.
I think it was just something snapped in a flash. I don't think it was like genuine happiness going across the field.
Sure.
Bo, yeah. You saw it.
Well,
what did you think
it's
of it?
You can screenshot anything you want and make something out of it. It's a moment he's having with a player that now plays for Carolina, mm-hmm. Christian Roseboom, who he coached in L.A. And, is it a bad look? Yeah, and I understand fans' outrage because you just got demolished and – as a fan, you're upset, and the last thing you want to see is anyone on that team smiling. However, had you went around and followed every player, you probably would have got a bunch more smiles.
Right.
And guys seeing players that they know that they have relationships with. I think that for me, I see things that I'm not allowed to talk about and I won't talk about because it's a privacy thing and it's part of it. But again, that wasn't the mood that I saw in any of the things behind the scenes that I got. Now, the reality is fans are upset and they want to see that. But it's a bad look, and everyone's going to talk about it, and there's no getting around it. And that's how it is. I mean, I do think that that's not why he lost. You know, you didn't lose the game because of something that happened after the game and a smile. And that's not the mindset, I believe, of what the team was. But you know what? That's going to be the narrative.
Well, and I think one of the issues for me, I do think it's a bad look. I understand it. But given the situation yesterday, it's like, okay, that's not what you want to see. I think going back to something Bo just said, that's not why you lost. I'm still not even sure why you lost. Mm-hmm. And that's what's been crazy for me trying to break it down in the postgame is you go through the numbers, you go through the stats, you go through everything that happened yesterday. I'm not sure what Carolina did well other than not turn the ball over. But even then, I'm not sure that the pick six is what cost you the game to be 30-0. I mean, none of the stats, none of what I saw yesterday would lead you to believe that that was a 30-point victory in a shutout for the Falcons. They ran the ball efficiently. They had a couple of explosive plays. There was some empty yardage at the end of the first half, which we'll get into. They just didn't do any of the small things right.
There's something, I don't know, Penix was off all day. He overthrew guys, he underthrew guys. Again, bad decisions, I don't know what is going on with Darnell Mooney. And don't tell me he's hurt because I'm not. If he's hurt, then get off the field, and we need to sit him. But he's just not running routes crisp. He looks a step off. Everything between him and Penix doesn't look in sync. Nothing looks.
They look like they don't like each other.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they do. That's what it looks like. He looks like he doesn't like him. Like every time the ball falls incomplete, it's like I'm smacking the ground, or I'm doing something, or I'm kicking dirt, or he smacked the first down marker. It looks like they don't like each other. Like, it's like, what's going on?
You go to the offense. You know, people talk about the defense gave up this many points. Yeah, they did, but I go look at it. They only gave up 10 points off. Like what I would call a regular drive, a drive that started not on the other side of the 50, on your own side of the 50, or a pick six. And you know, I've heard people talk about, well, they ran it down your throat. 58, they had 18 carries for 58 yards in the second half. They had 110 yards total rushing, so 58 of their rushing yards came in that second half, and primarily a lot of that was late in the game when it was kind of out of reach, right? So, I mean, Bryce Young had 114 yards. You had Teteroa McMillan had 8 targets and 3 catches. They were big catches, but they didn't just destroy you in these. I know Raheem's thing is stats are for losers, but like, if you didn't know the score and you looked at the stat sheet, you would say 2017 game. You wouldn't say you lost 30-0. So, at some point in that game, something happened. And I don't know, but offensively, you look pathetic. Dysfunctional is Raheem's word. I'll go with that.
I'll co-sign on that with you.
Well, we're going to continue to talk about this, but if you have feelings, it is Falcons Monday. We want you to sound off at 929 Morning Shift. We've got a thread going right now. Let us know how you're feeling. We're going to dive into that loss next, live from the Dream Speak Live Golf Tournament at the Capital City Country Club on Sports Radio, 929 The Game and the Odyssey app.